How is sleep or the lack of it related to weight gain at all?
For a long time, we've seen signals in the research that sleep deprivation is associated with obesity. The reason why has been unclear, but new research last year out of the University of Alabama demonstrated that patients who slept less than 7 hours per night were more likely to spend about 9 minutes per day eating while distracted and about 30 minutes additionally per day drinking sugar-sweetened beverages per day. And this distracted eating and drinking was done while also engaged in some other task, usually like watching TV, perhaps listening to the radio, working on the computer, or so forth.
Is it something that goes on with the brain that causes this?
We think that sleep deprivation chronically over time kind of erodes those mental processes that allow us to be alert and mindful of what we're doing. For example, being chronically sleep deprived is kind of like living in a chronic stressful situation, that fight or flight kind of state, where we probably crave those high carbohydrate, high fat kind of foods. So we may have poor food choices. And probably in the sleep-deprived state, we're more likely to be trying to multitask, albeit perhaps inefficiently. So we're more likely to be engaged in other activities while we're also eating and drinking. So this probably sets us up for failure.
If you're getting a good night's sleep regularly, can that be a factor in keeping your weight down? Is that a way maybe to even lose weight?
What we're learning from these trials that have just been done is that we think that the sleep deprivation is an independent risk factor for obesity. And the conclusion from that would be that sleeping more might be an important part of our life going forward to decrease these risks for obesity.
A good night's sleep can vary from person to person, right?
The National Sleep Foundation recently did a study and said that the normal amount of sleep that's needed for a given individual is probably between 7 to 9 hours. That's probably less than 5% that can get by with less than 7 hours of sleep and not pay a health-related toll for that.
Who tends to be sleep-deprived?
Some of our most vulnerable patient populations who are probably doing the most and shouldering the most burdens probably are at highest risk for this. So if you think about single parents or especially single mothers, studies show that they are about 10% more likely to be sleep deprived, caring full time for a child and also struggling to make ends meet with a full time job and sometimes more than one job.
How can you turn that around? Are there ways to do that?
So there are specific techniques to use to try to implement consistent sleep routines. And so we call these kind of sleep hygiene, having a very clear pattern of winding down in the evening, exercise throughout the day to try to expend extra calories and help the body kind of start to rest and relax at night. Things like a hot bath, mindful meditation, or yoga or relaxation techniques may be helpful in the evening as we get closer to bedtime. Once evening comes, you want to be in a dark room, in a cool room, in a quiet environment to encourage sleep. And maintaining similar routines from night to night is also very important because your brain and your circadian rhythm and the hormones that are related to sleep regulation and wake regulation really can't tell the difference between Thursday and Saturday. But unfortunately, we spend a lot of time tricking ourselves into, you know, getting up early on the weekends, in the weekdays to try to get to work, but on the weekends and try to sleep in and recover. But that's probably not a healthy way to do it.
Does your diet make a difference in how well you sleep?
Well, there are some dietary triggers that we recognize. Eating heavy calorie meals before bedtime or close to bedtime is probably bad for sleep. It'd be better to eat a few hours before bedtime. And really, we should avoid alcohol within at least a couple hours before bedtime as well.
Well, Dr. Ryan Hayes, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam.